Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue our journey of reading The Mystical Temple of God by St. Stanislaus of Jesus and Mary Papchinsky from beginning to end. Today, we take up from where we left off, beginning with Chapter 2, pages 577 through 579. Chapter 2, The Image of the Mystical Temple. I reveal God in man. Begone, begone, you profane ones. For in the image of God has man been made. Genesis 9:6. Let the sun, the moon, the fixed and mobile stars, the sky with its beauty, the earth with its greatness, and the sea with its depths, all yield to human nature. For in the image of God has man been made. Precious metals, very valuable gems, scarlet corals, snow-white crystals, gold-colored ambers, the luster of silver, the brilliance of gold, the splendor of pearls, the gleam of diamonds. Let them all yield to human nature. For in the image of God has man been made. Yet all also let the fishes of the sea, the fowl in the air, the animals that move and run over the earth, and whatever is beneath God and not endowed with reason, be inferior to human nature. For in the image of God has man been made. But you, earthly deity, learn from me and recognize, what are you? The image of God? In what way? Let the fathers, inspired by the Holy Spirit, explain it. And listen first of all to Gennadius. It is to be understood, he affirms, that man is in the image of God for the following reason. God is provident for all things. Man, too, provides for some of these. God is boundless and is present to all things, and man is present wherever he wishes, in an instant by thought. God is the king of all things. Man, too, has been graced by God with the power to judge. God is invisible, immortal, and a creator. Nor is human nature altogether devoid of these divine distinctions. But that most eloquent and wise Bishop Ambrose depicts this image of God in the mystical temple of God more properly and in a manner more suitable to the present subject. This image, he says, must be considered in conformity with the inner nobility of man. The first thing, indeed, is that just as the one God is always and everywhere in his totality, enlivening, moving, and directing all things, as the Apostle confirms that in him we live and move and have our being, Acts chapter 17, verse 28. Just so, the soul in its body is active everywhere in its totality, enlivening, moving, and directing it, being present in its totality in both the smallest and largest members. This is the image of the unity of God. The soul is also the image of the Trinity, both because as God exists, lives, and has intelligence, so also the soul, in its own fashion, exists, lives, and has intelligence. And equally, because just as God is one nature, but three persons, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, in like manner, the soul is also is one nature, but possesses within itself three dignified features, that is, the intellect, the will, and the memory. This same fact is indicated in the Gospel. Even though, in other words, when it is said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, Matthew 22:37. That is, with your whole intellect, with your whole will, and with your whole memory. For just as the Son is begotten of the Father, and the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father and the Son, in like manner the will is begotten of the intellect, and in like manner the memory proceeds from both. And just as the Father is God, the Son is God, and the Holy Spirit is God, yet they are not three gods, but one God having three persons, thus the intellect is soul, the will is soul, and the memory is soul. Yet there are not three souls in one body, but one soul, having three dignified features. And we are bidden to love the Creator by these three, as if they were the preeminent dignities of the soul. That mellifluous Father, Bernard, expresses and suggests the same ideas more concisely, but clearly, in the following words. Our mind is the image of God, in which there are these three capabilities, memory, understanding, and will. To the memory, we attribute everything that we know, and to the understanding, everything that we discover to be true, and to the will, everything that we love. By memory, we are similar to the Father, by intelligence to the Son, and by will to the Holy Spirit. This comes from his Book of Meditations, chapter 1. Well, here, St. Stanislaus of Jesus and Mary teaches us that each of us, as mystical temples of God, are made in God's image and likeness. So all the most beautiful things in the world, all the most beautiful jewels, all the animals, the sun, the moon, the stars, all of these things pale next to the beauty that God has given us by being made in his image. We have reason. We have the gift of reason. We can think like God. This is a gift that was not given to all the other creatures that God created. A father of the church, Gennadius of Marsilia, helps us to reflect on the ways in which we are made in God's image, the ways in which we are like God. And then St. Stanislaus turns to St. Ambrose, who baptized St. Augustine, the Bishop of Milan, to help us to understand how we reflect God. God lives, God exists, and God has intelligence. A human soul also lives, exists, and has human intelligence, not exactly like God, but in its own way. God is one nature, but three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The soul is one nature, but it possesses three dignified features, the intellect, the will, and the memory. And St. Stanislaus relates this to the gospel exhortation to love God with our whole heart, soul, and mind, meaning with our whole intellect, our whole will, and our whole memory. There is one God in three persons. We have one soul with three dignified features. St. Bernard of Clairvaux teaches us that we are similar to the Father by memory, we are similar to the Son by intelligence, and we are similar to the Holy Spirit by our will. We won't understand this fully until we get to heaven, but we can understand it partially now, and it is worth pondering. God has made us in his image and likeness. Amazing.